Hello, this is Nancy Pippin with the Pantograph for Friday, December the 7th, 2018. And our weather this morning shows that it's supposed to be very sunny, which is a lovely thing. But your high is going to be 26 with a low of 17, so bundle up. And our headline this morning is about an Interstate 74 crash with a fatal collision, which was a fatal collision, and the title is headlined in 2-inch type, just devastated. Devastated morning after truck hits Normal West bus head-on. Two are dead, eight players sadly are injured. And in one section it talks about the accident itself. This is a highlight. It talks that a semi-trailer going the wrong way on Interstate 74 near Downs on Wednesday night collided head-on with a Normal West High School bus. The injured included the girls' freshman basketball team that was coming back from a game at Champaign Central. Eight players, the bus driver, and a coach were hurt. The victims were killed were Charlie Crabtree, 72, a volunteer and former bus driver, and a 34-year-old semi driver, Ryan E. Hute of Delmar, Ohio. There is a picture, very solemn line of Normal West High School students dressed in their uniforms. And they begin with Junior Olivia DeSenis and Peoria Richard Richwoods, Nina Williams, and they lock arms with their fellow varsity basketball players during a moment of silence Thursday before their game at Normal. They honored those affected by a fatal crash involving a Normal West team school bus and a semi-trailer truck Wednesday night on Highway 74 southeast of Bloomington. And the article goes on to read, Unit 5 offers grief support. A head-on crash involving a Unit 5 team bus and a semi-trailer truck on Interstate 74 left two men dead, two men hospitalized, and Normal Community West High School students, families, and employees facing shock and grief Thursday. A semi traveling the wrong way on I-74 near Bloomington collided about 8:30 p.m. Wednesday with a bus carrying the freshman girls basketball team home after a win against Champaign Central. Unit 5 is devastated to share that Normal West volunteer Charlie Crabtree, age 72, died as a result of the bus crash tonight. That was a quote from McLean County Unit 5 officials and was posted on their Facebook page Wednesday night. The quote continues, "Please keep the Crabtree family and the Normal West community in your thoughts." There is a picture of the crushed bus that can be seen late Wednesday night after it collided with the semi. And this was at about 2 miles east of the Main Street exit on Bloomington's south side. Coach Steve Price was airlifted from the scene to OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria and was in fair condition Thursday, said OSF spokeswoman Shelley Dankoff. West Principal Dave Johnson said Price suffered multiple broken bones. And there's Mark Daniel, the McLean County superintendent, is quoted as saying, "Looking at the condition of the bus, we probably witnessed a miracle." And there's a small diagram of where the crash was on page one. The coach is expected to make a recovery and is currently awaiting to undergo surgery. The bus driver, whose name was not disclosed, also was airlifted to OSF St. Francis and remained there Thursday in critical but stable condition, according to Illinois State Police. All eight players aboard the bus were treated at Twin City hospitals and released by Thursday morning, hospital officials said. Counseling services were available to students, parents, and friends at the school Wednesday night and Thursday. And so school social worker Roseanne Emerson Fox said those services will continue to be available to help with the grieving process. She said the players who were on the bus will be given specific support and information will be distributed to their parents to help them at home. With trauma, we have to always reassure them that things are okay, that presently, at the moment, things are okay, Emerson Fox said. I think with any kind of loss, we have to reassure ourselves that we're going to be experiencing a flood of emotions and that it's okay to still laugh, it's okay to cry, and it's okay to feel numb. It's just very important to continue to have that reassurance that yes, I'm going to have those feelings and they're going to hit me at any moment. And there's no specific time period for when you should be adjusted to the loss. It's a process, she said. State police continued Thursday to investigate the crash, which occurred at mile marker 137 on westbound I-74, about 2 miles east of the Main Street dash US 51 exit on Bloomington's south side. The semi driver Ryan E. Hute of Del Mar, Iowa, died Wednesday night in the OSF St. Francis Trauma Center from multiple blunt force injuries, said Peoria County Coroner Jamie Harwood, whose office is working with the state police. While Harwood said Thursday it isn't known why Hewitt was driving in the wrong direction, another semi-driver, Lupe Guerrero of Barstow, Oklahoma, said he saw the moments leading up to the crash. Guerrero said he was driving west on I-70 when he saw a semi in front of him swerve violently. Then shortly after that is when I saw the blue semi heading straight towards me. I also made a violent maneuver to avoid being hit and barely missed him. I was looking through my rear view mirror and saw when he hit the bus behind me. It made a very loud, thunderous noise. People were sharing memories Thursday of Crabtree, a Normal resident and former Unit 5 bus driver who volunteered with the basketball team. Dad was the greatest giver I know, Crabtree's daughter Nikki Sigabonio, an administrative assistant in Unit 5, wrote in a Facebook post. He spent the last night of his life doing what he loved with people he loved. He gave and devoted so much of his time to the students of Unit 5, knowing he was on that bus because he was doing his passion gives me a small amount of relief. The Unit 5 has two special social workers and one psychologist in addition to the resources available in the Bloomington Normal community. It's okay for your kids to just kind of fall down in sadness or just experience mad or angry in that moment, said Hillary Tanner, a school social worker, along with Emerson Fox. You just have to be right now, whatever's happening in your family and for your kids. It's okay, and be there for them no matter what's happening. People from across central Illinois flooded the Unit 5 Facebook page Wednesday and Thursday with offers of prayers and support. Whenever you hear there's a bus crash or a bus accident, your stomach stops and you just hope everyone is okay, said Unit 5 spokeswoman Dana Brown on Wednesday night. That wasn't the case tonight. We never want that to be the story we have to tell. Among the statements of support was one from First Student Unit 5 Cincinnati-based busing contractor that employs the bus driver. This is a difficult time for all of us involved in this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families, the basketball team, the school, and the entire Unit 5 community, Jen Bettinger said in a statement from First Student. We will do all that we can to support our driver and the community during this heartbreaking time. And that concludes our first article from page one. We'll go back, and there are other items regarding this tragedy in the area. So, just a second. On the first page, we also have a memorial here to Mr. Crabtree. It says, "Trusted and treasured, Crabtree was the best. When your children compete for their school, whether it's in the marching band, on the basketball court, or as at our house on the softball field, you entrust band directors, coaches, and administrators, and others with their well-being. They are the protectors during those hours of practice, during the competition, and on the bus. Charlie Crabtree was riding on a bus Wednesday night when he was killed in a tragic head-on collision on Interstate 74 near Downs. A volunteer with the Normal West High School girls basketball program, he traveled with the team to Champaign Central for a freshman game to keep the scorebook. Yet for many years, Crabtree was behind the wheel of buses transporting Unit 5 athletes and coaches to games near and far. Junior high, high school, it was all the same to him. Wonderful. He drove my daughters and their teams many places during their time at Chittix and Normal Community, brought them home safely, and supported them in every way. We trusted and treasured him." This is an article by Randy Kindred regarding Mr. Crabtree, and there's a nice picture of Mr. Crabtree holding up a peace sign with a lovely smile, and many of you who know him will know that smile. The article continues that here's some of from someone who was on those bus rides. "Every athlete in town knew Charlie. When he pulled up in the bus lane for an away game, we all instantly smiled. He brought joy, comfort, safety, and family-like atmosphere to each one of those rides. Whether long or short, he watched us play, cheered us on, win or lose, and wished every one of us a good night. So many current and former Unit 5 athletes have experienced that warmth and support from Crabtree. Similar posts were everywhere Thursday on social media. This particular post hit home. It came from one of my daughters. As parents, we constantly ask ourselves, did we do the right thing? The answer for us and thousands of Bloomington Normal parents on this sad day is yes. Putting our children in Crabtree's care was the right thing, the best thing. In recent years, he has been closely aligned with Normal West. A retiree from Country Financial, Crabtree, 72, was the scorekeeper on the road and the public address announcer at home for the West girls basketball teams. He also manned the PA for softball with a booming voice that rustled leaves and stirred dirt on the diamond. April Shermer could hear it Thursday amid the sadness. It brought a smile inside and out to Normal. West's head softball coach, as Sherman 2016 played, made a run to second place in the Class 4A state tournament, Crabtree provided the soundtrack. He had a distinct cheer he would do that would get the girls going and get the crowd involved, Shermer said. He would say, "West Side Wildcats," and then, "Eat 'em up, eat 'em up." Oh my gosh, he would do that every game, that Charlie cheer. It was part of Crabtree's infectious spirit. He was there to support the Wildcats and was willing, actually eager to shout it to the world. But there's the thing. Crabtree had room in what Shermer termed a very generous heart for more than Normal West. She saw it time and again during basketball season. As scorekeeper for the girls' home games, Shermer sat next to Crabtree. He was so gracious to other teams and other coaches and officials, Shermer said. He was supportive of everyone out there. He was just a very generous, gracious man. To call Crabtree a superfan would be accurate. There are a lot of those in sports, but not many consider winning and losing a minor part of the overall experience. Stan Lewis found that with Crabtree, the Final Four was almost an afterthought. He just wanted our kids to do well and have fun playing the game, Lewis said. He was just happy to be there and be supportive of them and the coaches. I think it's kind of like with your own family. If things don't go well and you go home and your mom or dad say, I don't care that you lost, I still love you. Crabtree's love was unconditional. Occasionally, it was disarming. Crabtree frequently attended girls' basketball practices. Lewis said his timing was impeccable, that more than once he entered the gym just as the coach was taking players to task. Charlie would walk in waving his arms and saying, Go Wildcats, Lewis said. Everybody would just crack up. You couldn't help but smile. Crabtree considered himself blessed. He said so in a 2008 letter to the editor in the Pantograph. At the time, he had a daily Unit 5 bus route in addition to driving athletic teams to and from games. His letters sought to recruit other retirees. It said, I must say, I look forward to each day. It read, to see those smiles, hear those giggles and laugh, and to feel the touch of a high five from those young souls make me realize all is good in the world, at least for the moment in time. He made the young souls feel that way too, ours and so many others. There's one more article on page 2. It says, Normal West mourns, gives thanks after the crash. That's on page A2. And basketball brings Normal West together on page B1. If you are interested in more photos and video of the Unit 5 press conference, that is available on pantograph.com. You may be curious and want to listen to that. So, but that concludes our articles on the Unit 4 or Unit 5 incident at this time. So we'll go on then, and let's look on page 2 and see what else we have going on. Well, in the Daily Digest, we find that the mission is to offer a holiday meal. Home Sweet Home Ministries plans to provide 575 meals on Christmas with the help of 180 volunteers. In addition to meal deliveries, a sit-down meal will be served at Home Sweet Home, 303 East Oakland Avenue, Bloomington, at 12:30 p.m., December 25th. Any elderly or disabled person who would like a meal delivered to their home should call 309-828-7356, then press 5 to request a meal by December 17th. In addition, the organization is accepting donations of hams, sugar-free pies, and Velveeta cheese. Next, we have a road closure on University Avenue in Bloomington. University Avenue from Fell Avenue to Evans Street will be closed to all traffic starting at 7 a.m. Friday while crews make sewer repairs in the area. The street will be open during evening hours. And let's see. As you know, today in history, on December 7th, 1941, Japan launched a surprise attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii as part of its plan to conquer the Southeast Asian territories. The raid, which claimed some 2,400 American lives, prompted the United States to declare war against Japan the next day. And if you were around in 43 BC, you would know that the Roman statesman and scholar Marcus Cicero was slain at the order of the Second Triumvirate, and that in 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the Constitution. Let's go on here and see what else we can find. Oh my goodness. A mole hole closing at mall. A store to shutter in January as owner considers retirement. I have to find out what this is. The Mole Hole, which has been selling gifts at Bloomington's Eastland Mall for 34 years, is closing in January. Ron Porth bought the business in April of 1997 from former owner Judy Morris, who first opened in the store in 1984. After over 22 years at the Mole Hole, I've decided to take the first step towards my retirement, Porth said on the store's Facebook page. Thanks to you all for being wonderful customers over the years. Your loyalty kept the store open all these years. I look forward to things I would like to do rather than things I have to do, he wrote. Thank you all for helping this become a reality. A retirement sale started on Thursday and will continue until January 12th. Plans are to close the store sometime between January 12th and the 31st, according to the Facebook post. Porth was not immediately available Thursday for comments, but Porth also owns Uptown Gifts and Accessories, which is at 114 West North Street in Normal, and there are no plans to close that store. Porth will still be involved in the Normal store's operation, but he wants to retire and travel. That would be hard to do with two stores, said Lisa Hoffbauer, manager of Normal Gifts. The two stores sell hundreds of brands, including Vera Bradley, clothing, purses, bags, and luggage, Alex and Annie bracelets and handbags, and Bandadu cloths and accessories. When Porth and his wife purchased the Mole Hole franchise shop, he owned a solid waste business, Keep It Clean, in El Paso. I guess you can say we went from pooey to potpourri, said Porth in 1997 about his first venture into the retail field. He told the Pantograph then that he and his wife liked the store, and when they saw it was advertised for sale, they thought it would be a nice business to try to run for the next few years. And following that article, we have Illinois Wesleyan director of vocal jazz ensembles John Hamilton leads an unlicensed syncopation in the performing of Make Someone Happy during the 6th annual Light the Night, a multicultural celebration of the season of light on Thursday at IWU's Evelyn Chapel in Bloomington. And the title is Event Shines Light on Shared Values. Students reflect on the meaning of holidays at IWU. Candles shone through the windows of Illinois Wesleyan University's Evelyn Chapel on Thursday night, beckoning students and others to gather and contemplate the symbolic nature of light that crosses many religions and cultures. We're not all the same, said Chaplain Elise Nelson Winger, but the night was meant to celebrate and contemplate our common shared values and the metaphor of light of the powerful force as a powerful force against darkness. She said it's important to reflect on the meaning of the holidays celebrated this time of year and how we can bring healing and hope to the world. There are stories about Hanukkah, Christmas, and other traditions, including burning the Yule log to provide hope in the heart of winter that spring would return. But there's also were a few references to darkness in today's world, racism, anti-Semitism, mass shootings, and the slaying of a young man on the west side of Bloomington. This is not a night to escape reality, but to remember that people have walked thought darkness before, said Winger. Students from 15 different groups took part in the 90-minute evening of stories, dance, music, and reflection. This was the 6th annual Light the Night multicultural celebration of the season of light. It recognizes the diversity of the student body at IWU. An underlying theme was the power of unity and steadfastness against injustice. So powerful is the light of unity, it can light the world, said a member of the Baha'i faith. We like to say God is one light in many lamps. A member of Titan Catholic explained the meaning behind the Advent wreath with candles representing joy, love, hope, and anticipation. Whether Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or any other faith or no faith, he said, we must unite and in uniting find the common good in all our worldviews. A member of the Jewish Student Association brought a modern explanation of the Hanukkah story of the lamp with only enough oil one day staying lit for eight. She said it was like having an only 10% power left on your cell phone when a tragedy strikes, such as a shooting in a synagogue, grocery store, or nightclub. Yet the power lasts long enough to let your family know you are okay. Post messages on social media and call your representative demanding action. Members of the Black Student Union lit a Kanata and explained the seven principles of Kwanzaa. We may not all celebrate Kwanzaa, but we can follow its principles, said one student. Another called on those present to spend a little extra time loving people, because love really is the light that leads us out of darkness. The celebration concluded with the crowd singing, "This little light of mine," as a flame was passed from candle to candle and people walked out of the chapel. Most continued across the Ekli Quad, many still singing. And that concludes that article. Now, as we get ready to close this half hour, let's look at today's flick fact. Always a fun point for me. So a little more than a week after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor 77 years ago today, that launched America's involvement in World War II. What opened in Bloomington Normal to begin a war of sorts that's still going on? Who'd have thought 77 years later, something from World War II is still a competition or traffic, war or something, a problem that's still here in Bloomington? Well, the answer is the East Side Traffic Wars. Veterans Parkway, originally known as Belt Line Road, was first opened in December of 1941. In the beginning, its only purpose was to be a bypass around Bloomington Normal. Say happy birthday to Bloomington Normal's busiest street. So, who knew that back then it was still going to be something that is thought about today and contended with today? And here's our final thought for the day on this half hour. Any frontal attack on ignorance is bound to fail because the masses are always ready to defend their most precious possession, their ignorance. So let's get smart, people. That's from Hendrik Wilhelm von Loon. He was a journalist, American journalist, and lecturer, and from 1882 to 1944. And I'll be back. This is Nancy Pippen. I will take a short break and we'll be back with the second half of the Pantograph for December 7th, Friday, 2018.